Today we celebrate one of the most important feasts of the liturgical calendar. And with this feast begins the second half of Christmastide, which ends on Candlemas, February the 2nd, which we will celebrate with great joy. And so today we see the star, which I believe was really an angel that appeared and disappeared and came and went, appeared to these, as St. Matthew calls them, the Magi. And of course, Magi in Latin means those who perform magic. They were magic kings, and they were indeed. So Magi, and they came from different countries. Now, St. Matthew only mentions three, but it doesn't mean that there were only three. There could have been 10 or 20 or 100 and all their retinue. So he says tells us that when they came to Jerusalem, Herod was very troubled and all Jerusalem with him, because he was known when he was troubled to kill whomever he willed. And so they came to him thinking that he, being the king, would know when this new king was born and who he was and where he was. Well, Herod had no idea. So he called in the priests and the scribes, and they quote the different prophets, Isaiah and Micah and others, and tells us exactly what. They will come with dromedaries and camels, which they did, and they will bring wonderful gifts to the Lord. Now, by the time that this happened, it was not just January the 6th. That's when we celebrated. It was months afterwards. And St. Joseph had procured a house for them. St. Matthew says, when they came to the house, when the angel stood on top of the house, as it were, and there they saw Mary and her son, Jesus Christ. Joseph, at this point, is not mentioned at all. He was working. And so the kings, the Magi, come in and adore him and bring gifts of gold, because he is a king, King of kings and Lord of lords. Frankincense, because he is God. I mean, how could they have known this if it had not been revealed to them by God? And then myrrh, which is for his burial. And when the Blessed Mother spoke to different visionaries of the church, among them Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich and others, she told them, I save this for his burial. She knew. She knew when he was coming. He wasn't coming to be a great king and ruler of the whole world. He wasn't coming to become the replacement of Herod or Caesar Augustus. Nothing of the sort. He came to die for our sins, for our salvation. And that's why the light has shone upon Jerusalem. Because up to now, everything, the whole world, was in the darkness of sin. Remember, the gift of baptism had not yet been given. In one of the facets of the Epiphany is baptism, the baptism of Christ, which we shall celebrate, and also the wedding feast at Cana. So two very important sacraments are involved here, plus, of course, the birth of the Messiah. And so he brings life, his glory, his splendor. And so today we celebrate all these mysteries in one. In most of the world, this is a holy day of obligation. For some reason, around 1900, in America, the bishops decided not to do it, and for some reason, St. Pius X allowed them to do that. Even saints make mistakes, remember that. And so in America, it was never a holy day of obligation, but it is a very, very important feast. It should be a holy day of obligation. And then, of course, we have all the wonderful things, and you can read in the scriptures, in the prophecies, and so forth. And of course, I always think it's wonderful that in this gospel, our Lord, the Holy Spirit, who inspired it, mentions the camels and dromedaries. And of course, you can tell me later or someday what is the difference between a camel and a dromedary. And so today, we behold that all of creation is in awe and wonder as we sing in the Alma Mater Emptoris Mater. All of creation is in wonder at this great gift of the Son of God who is now revealed to the nations. Of course, that is what the Epiphany means, the word. Theophany, the manifestation of God to all, Epiphany. And so the kings, three or more, represent those who are going to be allowed to enter into the church who are not Hebrews, who are not Jews, because salvation comes from the Jews. But from now on, it goes to everybody. And so we are here because of that. We give thanks to God because most of us are not Jewish. You know, I have a little bit of Jewish blood in me, but I'm not mostly Jewish. I'm Spanish and whatever else, and some of it is Austrian too, from the Habsburg family and the Bourbon family from France. So it's a mixture. We're all a mixture. But we have been given by this feast an invitation to enter into heaven, to enter into the beginning of heaven on earth, which is the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, outside of which there is no salvation, no matter who tells you otherwise. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.